the Lord would have it, I don't always have things prepared ahead because I try to stay as flexible as I know how. And He had given me one word this afternoon, and that was that in Matthew chapter 3, I'll just give it to you very quickly, that verse 11, I baptize you with water, this is John the Baptist, for repentance. But after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. So the fire was definitely a reality that sometimes we don't realize what God is really trying to say to us when he says that Jesus is going to come with a baptism of fire. I believe that that's around the corner for us. I believe that God has already begun it to some degree. And the other word that he gave me as I was sitting there, so Rosie, it's right on target, is James chapter 2. And it starts with verse 8. And if you really keep the royal law found in the scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin, and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. If you do not commit adultery but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Here's the instruction, verse 12. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom. What is the law that gives freedom?
Love.
The push in that vision was love. In other words, without love, you're not going to make it. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. And the trigger, mercy triumphs over judgment. And that's the word I heard. Mercy triumphs over judgment. I was brought up under the law, like some of you. And I can remember when God began to break me down. It was a set of circumstances that I knew I had been totally crushed by someone who knew what they were doing. And they chose to go ahead and do it anyway. It's almost like one day I was driving to my office on Springfield Street. And I had a relatively nice car. And just before you get to Springfield Street off of Armory, there's a stop sign right in front of the little park. And it was a beautiful morning. There was nothing dangerous. It was bright. It was, you know, nice. And I slowed down as much as I could. And I finally stopped because there was a garbage city truck. Big, big back rear end with the big things that open up. Almost like a big barrel in the back. And I'm waiting for him to get out of the way so I can continue going to work. I mean, I'm at work, when you think of it, because I'm, you know, across the street. And the truck starts backing up. Now, of course, all this happens in a few seconds, right? And the next thing I know, he's crushing my car and I am pushing on the horn and he's not stopping. So he crushed the whole front end of my car.
And he finally heard the horn, and someone else flagged him down. And I'm thinking, I'm next. Because that's such a deal. You know, I mean, this is a huge truck. And guess what? When I called the city, they said they're not guilty. I said, wait a minute. What was I doing wrong? I wasn't doing anything wrong. I stopped because the truck was there. And I explained the whole situation. And of course, then the police, of course, came. And the car had to be towed. And a long, wonderful story. Exciting in many ways. But I was angry. Anybody ever have a problem with anger? So my anger kind of subsided when I finally was able to get to talk to the officer and explain, etc., etc. And he says, sir, you're not guilty. And obviously, I said, Lord, how are you going to turn this into good? And I didn't really know, but he told me, he says, you have to clear up this anger first. Because while you're angry at the city, what's happening to you? And there was another item in my circumstances that was going on, and it was with people. And I had been accused falsely. That's never happened to any of you, but it's happened to me a few times. And I wanted to stand up for myself. And the Lord used the truck as an example. He said, do you want to really win? And I said, of course I want to win. And this is what it came up. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Whoa, I don't like it. I like judging and I like justice. He says, it's not important what you like. Do you want to win? I had no love for those individuals at all. Because it had been crushed. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Okay. How many have had a few crushing situations where you want to just, you know, get a pound of flesh and then maybe a couple of extra pounds afterwards because you'd like to make it happen the way it should or the way that you would? I would never treat anybody like that, after all. And we could fill in those blanks. But the Lord was teaching me. Verse 12 again, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom. I swallowed hard and I made a decision that I was going to win. I made a decision that this justice that I wanted was not really a godly demand. That I could go to a higher level and begin to give out love and compassion and set them free, including the city. My crushed car became a victory. Because I let go and let God. But I really would have liked to get a couple of pounds of flesh. Because as far as what was done, it was not a very pretty thing. What I am trying to say to you is some of you need to ask for help. Because that's what I do. God, they're not really lovable. They're not altogether lovely. And I don't really feel like giving them any love. Because what they've given me is the wrong end of the stick. And I am not happy. He said, I didn't ask you to be happy. I showed you the better way. Mercy triumphs over justice. So if you want to give out mercy, it's going to be a choice and not a feeling. So I wasn't even allowed to use my feelings. So I made the decision. Okay, Lord, we're going for it. We're going to go on a higher level. We're going to go on a higher way of doing things. I'm going to release love to these that are being very nasty. deceptive. I know I'm being used and abused. I'm very aware of it. I could prove it in black and white. I have receipts. And I remember coming home saying to my wife, guess what? We're being abused again. She says, well, is there anything new in life? I said, no, not really. She said, how many times have we been here before where people have made a promise and not kept their promise? I says, yeah, I know. He said, what did we do before? I said, we forgave them even if they didn't deserve it. He said, well, I guess I'll make the right way of doing it. I'll forgive them and set them free. And you know what? It didn't stop there. It happened again. Where the same individual, about 10 years later, did the exact same thing in the exact same way, and I came home and we were accused and abused again. And I thought that this time I wasn't going to be as angry. Guess what I learned? The anger was probably even deeper. And I mulled it over. And at that time, it was even more difficult financially. And we were forced into a corner to give away again what was rightfully ours, what would have been just and correct, and give it up. Give it up again. But as soon as we gave it up, I remember my wife and I looking at each other a few days later, and she says, how are you feeling about this? I said, I don't think I feel anything. I think I'm still numb. I mean, you know, there's a season of recovery because you're remaking the same choice. Mercy triumphs over justice. Mercy triumphs over judgment. It's both. It's justice and judgment. And it rolled in my heart. And it rolled in my heart. And I kept responding, I'm going to go on the higher road. I'm going to forgive them. Again. And I'll be honest with you. All right? If it wouldn't have been for some of the words of knowledge that came from different saints, I probably would not have been able to make it through. Because the encouraging reality was things that came out of Rosie's mouth tonight. The power of love ignites this process. It's not the power of anger and hatred that ignites it. It's the power of love. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. So I kept giving myself mercy because I needed to recover first. I should have heard an amen. Who's the first one that needs mercy? Me! Because I'm recovering. If I have surgery, guess what? They put me in a recovery room. They're going to keep an eye on me for a little while, yes? If the world can do that, good heavens, you ought to be able to do the same. Amen? Close your eyes. Put your hand over your heart. Say, the first person that needs mercy is me. And I'm going to pour out mercy from the heavenly supply and the power of love to motivate me forward to overlook their faults,
to overlook their bad treatment,
and the abusive ways
that were used against me.
Father, you gave freedom
to me,
and now I receive it, and I give myself more mercy
and more grace
and more love
to get the victory.
The higher road
is mercy
triumphs
over judgment.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
So, needless to say, when you're in a tight spot, wait for the Holy Spirit to prompt you. Did my car get fixed? Yes. In fact, there was a couple of bonuses in the process. But I'll tell you, the bonuses would have never been appreciated if I had been still filled with anger and judgment. And it's kind of odd because it was coming at me simultaneously from both sides. So sometimes the test is doubled, but it's not too big for God. Amen? So share some hugs with each other.